Great now to be back with the Chief of Police of the Essex Fire Department, Paul Francis. And Chief, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Rick. Thank you. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I wanted to talk with you about so many things, and I know time is precious. But first of all, Chief, we're entering the holiday season, and it kind of starts with Halloween. Halloween's such a big time for the kids. And I want to ask you how things turned out in Essex during Halloween night.
Well, obviously, as you can imagine, it was quieter than it normally is. We weren't able to close the streets down like we usually do. We used to shut down Pickering Street, Winthrop Street, I believe Maple Street off the side of that. And just people would just kind of congregate up there and go from house to house, and it was really pretty cool. There'd always be a lot of people that went there, and it was a lot of fun for the kids, for the parents, and for the police as well. But unfortunately, we couldn't do that this year, because we tried to keep people from congregating and getting too close, and to have them social distance or what have you. There were still people that came out. It wasn't nearly as busy as it normally is, but we were out there. I had officers out there just talking to people, educating people, and what have you. But we're looking forward to this pandemic thing going away, right?
Yeah, I kind of think so. You know, Chief, I was at a restaurant doing picking up some takeout the other night, and I think it was a Friday night, and I won't say what town it was. It was in Essex. But the place was jam-packed, and I was absolutely stunned. Now, Essex has probably more restaurants per capita than any place in the universe. How has that panned out so far with, the COVID restrictions in terms of people gathering in one place?
Well, to be honest with you, the restaurants are doing pretty well as far as following the governor's orders. Mm-hmm. We're a little concerned for them, obviously, because I don't know the facts and figures, but as far as I could see, they seem to do okay in the summertime when everybody could go outside and the weather was nice. It was really kind of nice to see all the people out sitting outside and eating, and obviously it's a beautiful area here with the on the river and what have you. As far as now I would imagine it's going to be kind of difficult for them because they won't be able to have the numbers. So we'll see how it goes for them. But I have to say these business people in this town are pretty resilient, and they cooperate, and they want to do the right thing as well, but they obviously need to stay above water as well. Pardon the
really, yeah. But let's hope you all stay above water there in Essex.
Exactly.
with the storms and the tides. Chief, on the road out to Ipswich, there's a great big new building going up there. Tell me a little bit about that.
That is going to be our new public safety building. That's police and fire. We're going to be in the same building. The fire department, for the most part, will be up top. And if you went down around, and you'd be able to do that at some point when the fences are down, you'd see that the police department has the bottom floor.
Mm-hmm.
We will share. There's a big training room, if you will, that's going to be able to seat 46 to 48 people. We can do some trainings there. We can have meetings there at some point. I'm sure the townspeople can use that room. I'm sure there'll be some sort of a schedule set up and what have you. But for us, downstairs, it's going to be nice because we're going to we'll have, we're very fragmented here. We have storage unit across town. If we make an arrest, we go to not right now due to COVID, but we used to take our prisoners to Middleton Jail. Now we have to use other area departments, so we're very fragmented, but we're going to be able to be all in one place, and it'll be nice. The officers will have their own space, and it's nice to, it's a morale booster to be able to put pictures of your family on your desk,
I get that. What's the projected opening for that, Chief?
As of right now, it's looking like the first week of March, although they'll have punch list stuff and they'll come back for paving, depending on when the plants open, probably sometime mid-April. And I'm sure there'll be some odds and ends to do. But for the most part, the building will be complete the first week of March. That's the projected date as of today.
Beautiful. All right, couple more quick questions for you, Chief.
Sure.
A brand new Essex Police Department official website. Tell me about it.
Well, that's something in the past we had a website, but it was maintained kind of sporadically and what have you. So it's called John Guilfoyle Public Relations maintains our website, and our Sergeant Davis worked along with John's company, and they set up this new website, and it's much more, it flows much better, it's kept up to date, it's a much nicer looking website, and it's easier for people to navigate. And we just thought that had to be done, especially in now in times of COVID, because we don't get to see the people as much as we used to. Community policing is very minimal at this point because, you know, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. So that's a big part of the reason we did this new website, and we really like it.
All right, and it's easy to get to. I'll link to it at essexmapd.com. Finally, Chief, you know, you're a longtime veteran of the Essex Police Force and relatively new police chief, and I just want to ask you, sort of from a personal standpoint, what do you find different and on the positive side of things as chief that maybe you didn't know you were going to experience? Because, you know, you've got so many years on the job there, there probably isn't any big surprise. But as chief, and especially during this time of COVID, you know, I know you weren't expecting that, but something that you weren't expecting to say, well, I see this with different eyes now, and it's good.
Well, I see how the different departments in town, excuse me, and just civilians in town, citizens in town, generally can work together on various things. I mean, we're all as the signs say that you see all over various cities and towns, we're all in this together, and it really is true. We're all working together very cooperatively because, to be honest with you, as you know, this is all a learning experience for all of us. So I've found that there's a lot of people in town that I can lean on, and in my case, there's also a lot of other chiefs that are always willing to lend a hand and give advice. And what's difficult is also, in my case, is what's actually been a positive in the respect that it's difficult because I started as a chief in August of 2019, and COVID came down the pipe, you know, not very soon after I started as chief. But what I found is, and I have to remind myself, is that, you know what, the last pandemic we had was, what, 100 years ago? So all these chiefs, even the most experienced chiefs, have not been through what we're all going through now. So it's nice to be able to talk with them and work together and come up with solutions, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, do you find that there are commonalities, Chief? I mean, you know, Essex is a small town, but you're getting together with chiefs from all over the area. So big, small, or in the middle, there's sort of some common objectives or some common challenges that you can all talk about and share ideas.
I really do. We you know, there's just this pandemic. We're all in, like I say, we're all experiencing the same issues. I mean, you know how the governor's orders come down, they change and what have you, based upon what's going on, and that's understandable. So what happens is we're constantly in flux. Now, with, like, for instance, criminal law, our in-service training and what have you, there's time. There's plenty of time to learn that stuff. The law comes out, we have trainings, we have, you know, various in-service things online that we can learn from. But with the COVID-19 orders that change, you know, again, like I said, they're always in flux. We're learning on the fly. So that's why we lean on each other a lot more. And I've learned that my offices, you know, and I'm sure most offices, are very resilient. I mean, if you think about it, we've been working right from the very beginning. And you know, it's stressful for all of us, and, you know, I'm sure it tends to get to people at times. So it's nice to know that these guys and ladies on my department they're just very resilient, and they work through these things.
Chief, got to tell you, it's always great when I see one of my kids doing so well, and I know Essex is in great hands. But thank you for taking the time. I know how busy and stressful it is, Chief, and especially with the holidays coming up. And you, for heaven's sake, stay safe.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate it. And it's always good talking to you.
Thank you very much. Talk to you later, Chief. Thank you.
Okay. You take care.
You as well. Bye-bye. That is the Essex Police Chief, Paul Francis. This is MSONewsports.com.